to his time on Worldwide KFUO. It's time to sharpen your mind with a little Worldview Watch. Learn to discern the times and understand how your faith applies to the world around you, particularly that secular lie that's out there that we all come from nothing accidentally and randomly. To talk about those issues called evolution these days, our regular guest, Pastor Warren Wirth, joining us. We've got a host of good resources to tell you about today, the least of which is not the recent edition of the Lutheran Witness. Pastor Wirth, welcome, and you go ahead and share away.
Great. Glad to be with you once again, as always. Yes, we have a number of things we would like to talk to our listeners about, beginning with some events that are local. The Missouri Association for Creation has its monthly event on Monday, March 13th. It'll be at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 De Pere Road. At 7 p.m., they will have a preview. See the trailer for the terrific new movie Is Genesis History? And then also at 7:30 p.m., the main event is a live speaker, Bill Barnes, Considering Noah, Fossils, and More Fossils in Appearance, History, and Application. So can the fossil record for both the creationist and the evolutionist when presenting their cases? The whole truth should allow us to be able to abandon one of the cases with regard to the fossil record. In his presentation, he will consider the history of the great fossil rushes and finds of the last 225 years. We will examine how the stories have evolved and how journey through the landscapes with some of the many colorful personalities that have contributed to the field of paleontology. So Bill Barnes is himself a scientist, a material scientist, and he originally believed evolution, but has been fully converted to believe the Bible, his Christ, and believe also what the Bible says about creation. And so our people in the St. Louis area will want to hear Professor Bill Barnes talk about fossils at 7:30 p.m. on Monday, March 13th in our area. Also, then there's a preview of the film at 7 p.m., a preview of the trailer, Is Genesis History. We'll talk more about that film in just a little bit. Another event that's coming up is Creation and Theistic Evolution presentation on Thursday, March 9th. I guess that's past.
Yeah, that one was last night.
We don't need to talk about that one then. Sorry about that. And then another one coming up also on March 13th, and this one would be available to all our listeners worldwide. Bill Nye the Science Guy is getting his own film, Bill Nye Science Guy. It's a documentary funded by Kickstarter. It's supposed to be a film for science, a film for the cosmos, the full-access exclusive film about Bill Nye. Well, this Bill Nye film is premiering on March 12th. That would be this coming Sunday, 2017. And so the people at Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum are going to respond to the film by having their own documentary event. They'll be showing Nye Ham, the Second Debate. They will live stream that on Monday, March 13th, 2017, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And so people who are interested in seeing the second debate between, be like the third anniversary of the first big televised debate between Bill Nye the Science Guy and Ken Ham at Answers in Genesis. So if you're not able to be in the St. Louis area to hear that other presentation by the Missouri Association for Creation, perhaps you would like to live stream the Nye Ham second debate, live stream it on March 13th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time here in the U.S. of A. And you can go to answersingenesis.org to find out more about that. So lots of interesting things. Then switching gears then from those resources, Missouri Creation and Answers in Genesis, responding to Bill Nye. We have our own Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has lots of wonderful resources to share with people, too. And one of those is the Lutheran Witness. What a wonderful blessing we have in this magazine, a monthly magazine put out. And it's put out for lay people, for the church to be able to talk about all kinds of issues. And in recent years, we thank God for the leadership of Adrienne Hines in helping to make sure that there's a lot of good, meaty stuff in there, and it's very, very helpful material. This month, the month of March 2017, the issue is about when science meets church. Very timely. And beginning with the very first thing with Dr. Matt Harrison, in his devotional address, talks about these things, I think, in a very helpful way, pointing out that, you know, God takes hold of you in holy baptism and makes you his child. And Dr. Harrison points out that, you know, since God brought me to faith, Jesus grabbed the back of my black heart with forgiveness. My reason follows after in the wake of faith and convinces me that the universe is simply too ordered and too complex to exist by chance. And the only way that the life of Jesus makes any sense is that if what the Bible says about him actually happened. So he's got a good piece there. Adrienne Hines herself, in her introductory letter, has some good things to say. We have an article here by Reverend Charles St. Ange, and perhaps our listeners have heard him before on KFUO. He's a Missouri Synod pastor, but he also has a background in civil engineering and transportation engineering. And his article is In the Beginning. And I think he gives kind of a good overview of the idea that science, there's a difference between observational science and historical science. And when you think of science as observational science, that's where we get computers and space travel and cures for cancer and things like that. But that, to talk about where we came from and what happened in the beginning, you need the eyewitness account of somebody who was there. And since nobody living today, human beings, were there, you know, humans can only speculate about the distant past and where things came from. But we have God's own testimony. The Creator tells us what he did, and his word, the Bible, is fully reliable on that. And he has a good article about that. There's another article about that people sometimes act as though humans and animals are the same, and so the incident with the gorilla and the three-year-old boy that happened at the zoo a year or two ago, that kind of highlights that, and so they address that. John Warwick Montgomery has a piece in here, Should Bible Believers Cut Off Their Heads? And again, he's saying no. We need to be good thinkers, and the world needs Christians who are able to think clearly and rationally and discuss matters of faith and science. And so there's an article about climate change, about the Big Bang, about overpopulation, about genetics, about stars, galaxies, and light. Has science made God redundant? Angus Manouge has an article addressing that question. Lots of good stuff in there. And I guess I would just encourage our listeners who are members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, if you don't subscribe to the Lutheran Witness, you ought to subscribe. And if you already do subscribe, please read this issue and talk about it at the dinner table. Talk about it with your children. Talk about it with your grandchildren. Talk about it with your pastor. Talk about it with your fellow members of your congregation and in Bible class. There's a lot of good stuff to talk about here, good resources to help us, you know, consider these matters from a biblical standpoint, realizing that science is a good gift from God when we let reason be the servant of the Scripture and not have reason try to be the master of the Scripture. So we can't boss God around and tell him what he did or didn't do. And it all comes back to the Scriptures, and it all comes back to Christ, doesn't it? That's the whole matter of Scripture. It's about Jesus Christ, our Creator and our Redeemer. And so we don't want people to have the idea that, you know, we should go off in some rabbit hole being concerned about creation apart from our understanding of the gospel, apart from our concern for the salvation of souls. You know, this is not just an abstract academic question. It's something that's very much tied in to our understanding that, you know, the Bible is about the way of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, and yet Jesus himself, he and the apostles, continually refer to Adam as a real historical person, the fall into sin as a real historical event, the flood of Noah's day as a real historical event worldwide. So if we want to reject the opening chapters of Genesis and pretend they're not really history, then that really does impact what one says about the gospel. So good resources, and there's a movie that recently came out that was shown more than once. I imagine it'll also be available on DVD, and that question is Genesis history? Did you get a chance to see that?
I did not. I really want to. I plan to get it on DVD if I can and watch it with the kids.
Yeah, it's well done. They interviewed 12 scientists on that whole question. Is Genesis history? The guy behind it is Dr. Del Tackett with the Truth Project. And some of the scientists that they interview are from answers in Genesis in the Creation Museum. So Dr. Danny Faulkner, who's an astronomer, and Dr. Andrew Snelling, a geologist, are interviewed, as are Steve Austin and plenty of other very knowledgeable people who are also, at the same time that they're scientists with their PhDs in their respective fields, they're also Bible-believing Christians. And they show very well, you know, the fact that Genesis certainly is history. Now, there's so much information in that movie. It's like drinking from a fire hose, so you can't get it all at one time. But at the end of the movie, they take some time to point out that all of these various Christian ministries have websites and museums and resources and books and DVDs that are available to help people, so that if you ever had a question that they only scratched the surface in the movie talking about it, they have much more in-depth material available. So whether you're a layman or whether you yourself are a college professor or a scientist, they have materials at all levels of you know, academic understanding on these issues to help people come to grips with what the evidence actually is. And at the end of the day, the scientific evidence does support what the Bible says. And we shouldn't be surprised at that. God, as our Creator, is all-wise, almighty, all-truthful, and so He does not lie. His Word is true from the very beginning. And from the very beginning, it's all about God, who loved us, who still loves us, and the God who gave His Son, Jesus, to be our Savior, and Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. There is salvation in no one else. He is the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I think that movie is a good resource for Christians to use to strengthen their own faith and that of their children, and to begin, if you haven't already begun to understand these issues, to come to understand them, to be able then to be a joyful and bold witness with gentleness and respect as we talk to people in our culture about the truth of God's Word, and that we are created by God and that we are redeemed by the God who loved us and gave Himself for us.
My guest, Pastor Warnwith, helping us with the Worldview Watch today, thinking about evolution, chaos, and design, and the creation, the Creator who has made us. Thank you, Pastor Warnwith, for being with us.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next week.
God bless. God bless.
Last night I was sitting with my kids. We were watching a movie, a little older movie. I guess they're making a second one now. It's a series, actually, not a movie, called Planet Earth. It's a real high-def nature film, right, series, where they're looking at various parts of the world and really zooming in on them. And it was deserts last night. And man, golly, the deserts on this planet are scary stuff. But there was a moment where they were talking about this one desert, I believe it's in the southern part of the United States, part of Mexico, that every year only blooms just briefly for a couple of weeks. And it's at the exact same time that a particular set of animals, I can't remember it off the top of my head, are migrating north through that desert. And they would have no way to cross that desert and go to where they need to go to survive if that desert were not blooming in just that way. And I said to one of my children, and it's all by accident. And she just laughed, said, no way, someone planned this. You can't believe it's a mistake. You listen to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. This ain't a mistake either, people. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He's coming back. And while it may not be today or tomorrow, I look forward to waking up with you at the dawn.